and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, the 13th of July. And Daily Dits is your behind-the-scenes look at some of the big stories from around the forces world. And today, we're talking about some brand new cutting-edge drone fighting skills. Super exciting. On the pod today, we have Mr. Toby Pickard from the Socials team. Hi, Toby.
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, it is so nice to have you on the pod. It's always a pleasure. And you've been quite busy recently, haven't you? You've been following One Rifles, who've been testing cutting-edge drone fighting skills at Sennybridge Training Area.
Yes, so I was up in the Brecon Beacons on Friday following One Rifles at Sennybridge Training Area. And the aim was to prepare troops to counter drone threats effectively, testing new ammunition types with integrated support from specialist unmanned aerial system teams.
Oh, wow. Sounds very, very complicated, but also very, very exciting. Now, can you describe the day for me? Like, what was it like?
So it was very much a media day. We were there to follow the soldiers as they were being tested out on the range. And so what they'd do is they'd have a briefing. They were set up by this old derelict plane that had been placed there or crashed there onto the training area. I'm not quite sure. And then in pairs, they would run down into a trench where then every few minutes, an FPV drone would be flown towards them steadily, increasingly getting closer and closer. And then they used a number of pieces of equipment, both electronic and then using shotguns and rifles to try and take this drone out of the sky.
Wow. I'm loving the fact that we're using drones within the military at the moment. I just find it so fascinating. But I've got a very British question for you, because I have worked alongside the military for many, many years now, and a lot of people will say, and I've heard them say, that Brecon is one of the worst places to do an exercise. So what was the weather like?
Well, the last time I was in Sennybridge Training Area was in February, and I can confirm the weather was awful. It was sideways sleet. It was about 2 degrees and it was cold, dark, murky. On Friday, however, it was 30 degrees, blue skies, not a cloud in the sky. And dare I say it, it was actually too hot. It was sweltering, unbelievable heat, and quite the contrast to how the soldiers usually have to cope with conditions up in the Brecon Beacons.
Were there some tomato faces?
Yes, myself probably included, despite wearing plenty of sun cream and a hat, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a sneaky sun, the British sun. You don't think about it until all of a sudden you look in the mirror and realise you are a few shades darker and a little bit redder than you started with.
Absolutely. Especially for those of us who don't tan.
So how regular will this event be, or like similar events to this be? Do you know?
Well, there is talk that this will become an annual event. It's very much a novel pioneering exercise where they're really trying to encourage more and more troops to take up using shotguns and rifles in combat against drones. So I think watch this space, basically. It was a really exciting opportunity for us as the media to see a new way of combating drones.
And who did you speak to, Toby, whilst you were there?
So one of the people I spoke to was Major Alex Aitken. He's the officer commanding for B Company One Rifles, and he's actually from Brecon, so he knows the area pretty well, and I don't think he's used to that sort of heat. I started by asking him what was on display to the media.
So today we're looking at countering enemy drones, which is a key lesson we see from the conflict in Ukraine and elsewhere, and we're looking at how you can provide a layered system to defeat drones and protect our people.
And I mean, it's quite impressive. We've watched a number of personnel come through this morning and try and shoot them out the sky with the new shotguns. It's pretty hard. We've seen quite a few misses, but then we've seen some amazing shots on target. Can you just tell us a bit more about the training that's involved in making that happen?
Yeah, of course. It's a hard skill. It's new lessons for our people, new skills they need to learn. And they're really reveling in that, I think. There's a lot of stuff to pull it all together. We've been really ably assisted by the wider army to do so. And there's a lot of other people getting after this challenge too. But what we tried to do today is to test that shotgun skill, test the drone skills, test the drone jammers, and bring all of that together under one umbrella to really test how we counter drones on a modern battlefield.
And so these are FPV drones. They're tiny. What are the soldiers going through in order to practice hitting a target that small in the sky?
Yeah, of course. So they go through a full progression with the shotgun and the rifle. That tests their ability to hit moving targets, to hit targets at range. And then we start to focus on the drones, which are very specifically a hard target. They're quick, they move quickly. That's exactly the threat we want to replicate, because that's what we see in conflicts around the world at the moment. So it takes a lot of practice. This is a first step for us. We'll need to continue to work on this. We're not where we need to be yet. But it's really important to start building those skills in our people.
So we've also got jammers on show today. They've been used previously in previous conflicts. Can you tell us a bit more about why shotguns are the way forward as an optional tool?
Yeah, I mean, shotguns are part of a layered system. They're not the only way forward. You need lots of other things too. And that starts with sensing the drones. It starts with finding them in the first place using acoustic and radio frequency. Then we switch to some of our more traditional weapon systems, our GPMG machine guns, our SA-80s. Sometimes that can do the job. Then there's the jammers. You've seen those in action today, and they're a really powerful tool to use against drones, but they won't work against all types. And then you've got the shotgun. So when you get through that whole layer, if the threat's still there, that's when the shotgunner comes forward. And as you've seen today, they can then deal with that threat as it starts to get really close.
And so how close do the drones have to get for them to be able to be successfully shot out the sky?
Well, we've seen different ranges today, but the shotgun certainly in the close space. But some of the further shoots with the rifles and elsewhere have been out to sort of 100-200 meters. And I think we can do much further. This is about us building the skills, and we need to keep going after it to get better and better.
Well, it sounds like it was a very successful exercise. I'm sure you agree. But what were some of the challenges that they had to face whilst they were there?
Well, I think alongside the extreme conditions from the weather, it's also you're trying to shoot an FPV drone out of the sky. Now, these drones are maybe about 6 to 8 inches, 15 to 20 centimeters wide, and they fly so fast when they're at full pelt. So it's hard enough trying to spot them, let alone then trying to shoot them out of the sky. So then using a rifle or a shotgun to get them was quite a challenge for them. And some people missed, but then it's amazing how a lot of the soldiers were able to accurately and precisely take those drones out of the sky just in a few shots.
That is impressive. Like, some of these soldiers were probably taking part in this for the first time, potentially using some of this technology and developing these skills for the very first time. How do you think they found it?
It must be challenging. It was incredibly hard for us to spot them ourselves. So to try and take them out of the sky must have been an even harder task. But I think speaking to Major Alex Aitken, it was clear that there's a rigorous training procedure that they go through in order to train themselves up to get better and better. And I think it's really important that it's being introduced now, learning from conflicts out in Ukraine and the use of drones there. And it's only ever going to get better and better, and our soldiers will become more prepared for counter-drone combat.
Toby, how much of this exercise is informed by the conflict in Ukraine?
I suppose we're constantly learning from the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. What's become apparent is drones have become a very 21st century tactic in conflicts, and we've got to become increasingly prepared to use them and fight them on the battlefields.
Now, sort of coming away from this exercise, you managed to discover another standout story from One Rifles whilst you were there, didn't you?
I did. We were able to interview Corporal O'Neill from the 1st Battalion, the Rifles, who was earlier this year honoured with the Soldier of the Year award for the very first time.
Yeah, it was great to see that they've actually gone with the Fitzgibbon award, which is after a previous VC winner, and that is going to be enduring. So each year there'll be a different nomination and a different Soldier of the Year.
So you were the very first. Can you tell us a bit more about why you were nominated and then went on to win?
Yeah, so it was to do with the welfare of the troops over Christmas, making sure they were all right with the people who didn't have places to go during the leave period, and then with the tactics and strategy behind the use of drones for our forces.
And so with that, there was a sense of innovation with the drones. Can you tell us what you had to do to get it?
Yeah, so the different innovation platforms that are available to us now are pretty good. So any sort of ideas we have get passed up and we see if it's achievable or not. So with the drones, we were coming up with launch sites and control centres. So pretty much where we launch the drones from and where we're going to control them from. And then the software and hardware technology behind the actual drone themselves.
And so when you were awarded, where did you go? What was the award ceremony like?
Yeah, so it was in Sandhurst Old College. And the award ceremony was really good. It was tagged along with the MSM award. So there was plenty of like high ranking people there. So it was really good to see that they're recognising junior ranks and in such a prestige forum.
And so at the award ceremony, what did they present you with and who presented it to you?
Yeah, so it was great. The CGS actually presented it to me and gave me an Elliot Brown watch. So that's engraved on the back with Fitzgibbon and then my number rank name. So it's personalised to me. And speaking to Elliot Brown, the company themselves, they're happy for me to use it on exercise. And if it gets broken, they'll replace it.
For life, I hope.
I hope as well.
I mean, you should be very proud. What would you say to future personnel who are looking ahead and wanting to have a go at trying to get that award themselves in the coming years?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad idea. As long as you put the effort into it, then there'll be a chance that it'll get used and at least tested by the army. So there's always a chance for anyone to get the award.
Oh, wow. He sounds so chuffed, doesn't he? And it's great what he says about these awards recognising junior ranks. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's a great source of inspiration for our young soldiers in the army who want someone to look up to and give themselves a bit of motivation to work harder and think outside the box and support their fellow comrades, but also be innovative with drones and prepare for future combat.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. Now, Toby, did he share with you what it was like to be given this award by Chief of the General Staff, like the head of the army?
I mean, it sounds like it was quite the award ceremony. He was absolutely chuffed, incredibly proud, and really, I think, surprised by the sounds of it that he was honoured with it, incredibly humble. And I think it sounds like he was very well deserving of the award for everything he's done for his fellow troops and comrades, as well as for the innovation surrounding drone warfare.
Right, Toby, you know that I like the goss. So do you know what is next for One Rifles?
Yes, so the battalion has since converted to the mechanised infantry role within the 7 Light Mechanised Brigade as part of the Future Soldier programme. So they're actually soon going to be deploying to Kosovo on an operational rehearsal, and that will be as part of their role as the NATO Strategic Reserve Force for the region. And they're really looking forward to getting out and deploying soon.
Oh, good. And Toby, lastly, did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a nice time when you went out there?
I had a wonderful day in the sunshine and very pleased that I was invited along and able to report for BFBS.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Toby, thank you so much for coming on the pod today to talk to us about this. Really, really interesting sort of developments in technology that is taking place within our military at the moment.
Thank you very much. And there'll be plenty of content going out on socials across Forces News and BFBS radio socials in the coming days. So keep your eyes peeled.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, get this. We've had unprecedented access to the first Sea Lord. BFBS Forces News was invited to His Majesty's Naval Base Portsmouth to take a tour of the latest tech and HMS Daring as she prepares to return to sea, talking exclusively to General Sir Gwyn Jenkins. You can watch all of this on the BFBS Forces News YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribed. If you're not, I find it terribly rude. That's the BFBS Forces News YouTube channel to get that unprecedented access to the first Sea Lord. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.